So raise your hand if you pray. Yeah. Everybody prays, right? Everybody prays. And if you didn't raise your hand, you should be raising your hand because you're at church. You're already praying, right? Everybody prays. Some people like to pray the rosary. Some people like to pray the Our Father, said prayers. You pray before meals, after meals, meditate, prayers of desperation, prayers when you wake up, midday, before going to bed, right? Everybody prays, right? But as Jesus hints today, do you ever get weary or tired when you pray? Yes or no? Yes, maybe. Or are you like little birds that chirp? Tweet, tweet, tweet when you pray. When I ask people if you pray, and they're like, most people, the common answer is yes. Yes, Father, I pray. But, there's always a but. I pray, but I'm too tired. Or I'm too busy. There you go, you beat me to the punch. Busy, you know. I try to find time to pray, but I just don't have enough time. Maybe you have a lot of time, Father, you know. Because what do you do all day? You just celebrate Mass. All you do, you just work one day a week, you know. Got nothing to do, you know. I'm sure you have all kinds of time to pray, but I don't because I'm such a busy man. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to feed the family, I got to go to work and do this and that and come back and no, chores and pay the bills. And I'm so busy, you know. And by the time I do get around to praying, it's like at nighttime when I'm really tired. And it sounds something like, you know, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You know? And some people, they feel like that's a bad thing. You know, some people, they confess that. They say, well, you know, I fell asleep while I was praying. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, what better way to go to sleep than to sleep with the Lord, with the thought of the Lord in your mind, right? But at the same time, when you tell me you don't have time for prayer, if you don't have time for prayer, then my question is, then what do you have time for? If you don't have time for prayer, then what really is it that you do have time for? No wonder you become weary, tired when you pray. Because if you don't have time for prayer, that tells me that prayer is just not as important as some of the things that you do have time for in your life, right? So when something is really important to you, do you make time for it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, right? Like my juniors and seniors at St. Francis High School, they're all studying for the SATs, you know? I mean, do they want to go out and party every weekend? Of course. But what's more important, partying or studying for the SATs? Probably partying. But you know, if getting good grades, if the SAT is something really important for you, then you should be studying for the exam. Make time for it. If you're going out for a job interview, if that's something really important, are you going to show up for it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have a hot date, are you going to show up for it? Yeah. Especially if she's cute, you know. And if something that's really important for you, right? Whatever you do. No matter how busy you are, if something is really important for you, you will make time for it, no? Yeah, you will make time for it. And it's the same thing in the gospel today with the widow. The widow says to the judge, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." And it's so important for her. This is so important for her. Something very important that she keeps nagging, you know, keeps nagging this judge, persistent to the point of breaking him down. This judge who doesn't even believe in God, she breaks him down to make a decision. And if that's the case, just how important is prayer, our communication with God, in our priority list? Is it as important as the widow trying to communicate with a judge? Or do we grow kind of weary, fatigued, tired, you know? Or do we treat prayer as, you know, that's a nice thing to do. Praying, that's a nice thing to do. Or prayer as, that's a nice custom, a nice tradition that we have. Or prayer as something we do when we have extra time in your hands, right? Instead, Jesus is telling us, hey, you want to talk to me? You want something from me? You want to communicate with me, right? Then be like that widow. Pray always without becoming weary. And I'm going to give you a tip on how to do this, how to put prayer, our communication with God, as a higher priority in our life. My dear friend, mentor, priest, some of you know him, Father Mark Catalana. He was assigned here at St. Lucie's. He passed away. But he told me, Steve, you need to pray. You need to pray. And I pray. Of course I pray. But let me tell you, I suggest you pray not when you have extra time or when you are extra tired, but God deserves the best. Do you believe God deserves the best? And he says, if you think God deserves the best, then you should offer the best time of the day to God each day. Not your extra time, or not when you're extra tired, but offer the best time of the day and offer that to prayer, to God. And that really stuck with me. Because, like most of you, you know, I would pray at night before going to bed, you know. And you know, long day, and just like, it'd be like midnight or 1 a.m. And I'd be like, oh, great, I got to do some prayers. Uh-huh, you know. And I'd be dog tired, and I'd just go straight to bed. You know, just snore away, right? But instead, we should pick the time of the day when we are most alert, the most important part of our day, right? And offer that, because God deserves the best. Not your extra time, not your tired time, but the best time. And how do we do this? How can we pray always without becoming weary? And give God the first priority, the best time of the day. You ready? This is your homework. And do you guys raise your hand if you have ever been to the doctor's office? Yeah. And if you haven't, you're probably born in a hospital. So you either way, you've been to the doctor, all right? Either way, you've been to the doctor. When you make an appointment with the doctor, whether it's for a routine physical or get your blood work done or something serious, okay, who do you talk to? The doctor's office, the receptionist or the secretary or whatever, right? Yeah, and say, oh, I'd like to make an appointment. Okay, can I get your information? Okay, your appointment will be Monday at 9:30 a.m. Is that okay with you? Yeah, sure, okay. And you hang up. What do you do right after you hang up? You write it down on your calendar. Why? You don't want to forget, because it's something very important. And if it's something very important to you, you're going to make time for it, aren't you? Why don't you make an appointment with God? When's the last time you made an appointment with God? I mean, what's more important? An appointment with God or an appointment with a doctor? I like that. Yes. You know? Think about it. Why don't you make an appointment with God? Okay? So, when you... Are you guys organized people? I'm going to get you all organized. So, what I want you to do is... When you make appointments and that kind of stuff, do you use like a handwritten calendar? Raise your hand if you have like a calendar. Use. Okay, all right. Or raise your hand if you use your cell phone. Most people use cell phone nowadays, okay? So commentator says, please turn off your cell phones. I say turn them on. Just for today. One time, okay? So I'd like to introduce you to my wife. This is my wife. She keep me very organized, you know? Very, very organized. Up to date. She even sets me reminders and tells me if I'm late and everything. Okay? So what I want you to do is make an appointment with God tomorrow, Monday. What is the best time of the day you can offer to God? So at this time, so you don't forget, okay? Just pretend like you just got off the phone with the doctor. Just pretend. Except it's not the doctor. It's with God. And you need to make an appointment with God. Okay? So what I want you to do is, for those who use their cell phones, not as their wife, but cell phones as their calendar, take it out at this time. Like right now. Pronto. Okay? Right now, take it out. Take a look at your schedule Monday. What you got going on? What is the best time you can offer to God? And you don't need to pray for 10 hours. Okay? 10 minutes is good enough. And for those who do not have cell phones, okay, get out a little scratch paper right now. Right now. Okay? Use the bulletin. What is it good for? All right? use the envelope. Okay? Borrow a pen, pencil, whatever, crayons. Write down your appointment with God. What time are you going to pray tomorrow? Don't offer Him the extra tired time, but offer the best time. Is it in the morning? Is it in the early morning, late morning? Is it during your lunch break? Is it during matinee time? Is it during happy hour? Okay? Is it during dinner time, after dinner, or late hour? When is it? Offer 10 minutes. And I don't care what you pray. Just pray. Because prayer is nothing more than just communicating with God. And some people communicate with God by praying the rosary. Some people communicate with God by reading the Bible, scripture. Some people communicate with God by meditating, asking, "What do you want from me, God?" Some people communicate with God by fighting with their husband. No. That's not prayer, okay? But ask yourself, tomorrow, what is the best time I can offer to God? Right? Whether it's on your cell phone calendar or you write it down on scratch paper, you go home and you open your organized calendar and write it down. Start tomorrow, Monday, right? And if you're using a cell phone, why don't you repeat it? Put repeaters on it. So you could do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know? So that, as Jesus tells us, to pray always without becoming weary.